We live in a world of influence. Not just the influencers on social media, not just the trendsetters in fashion and music and art, but everywhere we look, we are being influenced. From the architecture, which forces us to move through the world in a specific way, to the products we put in our homes and how they're designed. Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin. Everywhere on Earth that is touched by the human hand influences us in some way. Just as looking at a sunset changes our mood and our thoughts, looking at a building or around the office also influences our thoughts and emotions. It determines whether we are feeling inspired and uplifted because we are surrounded by beautiful, handcrafted artwork and designs, or if we are surrounded by sterile, plain environments that make us feel like an afterthought. And so it is more important than ever to make sure that we are not just allowing our environment to affect us in ways we are unaware of, and instead to spend some time really getting to know ourselves, being aware of how these environments affect us so that we can push back, re-exert our true self, and consciously protect our peace, our love and joy, and not let the world around us dictate who we are, how we should feel. And we do that in three ways. The first is we can get into nature, get into that space that is untouched by human hands, that is not influencing us by some current trend of aesthetics, and in a place that allows us to get in touch with our humanity again, with the life inside us, and with that life that surrounds us. Because this is our true habitat. This is our home. This nature that we've become to almost feel like it's dangerous, like nature is a threat, and the forest has all sorts of scary critters and dangers lurking around every corner. But the truth is nature is why we are all here. We are all nature. It is our home, and it is why we are alive today. The second thing we can do, and this is available to us no matter where we are. We can be at the office, on the bus, at home. And that is to close our eyes, and we immediately connect back with nature and our deepest, truest nature of who we truly are. No matter where we are, when we close our eyes, there is space and stillness and silence, and we're able to breathe and relax no matter what else is going on around us. All the stress of the world, all the pressure that it puts on us, all of the influences to conform and be a certain way, look a certain way, and sound a certain way, all disappear when we close our eyes and turn inward. There is no screaming boss. There are no difficult coworkers or money problems or even loneliness. Because when we close our eyes, we become one. There is no separate forms. There is no me beginning and ending. There is just space. It is the safety and protection of inner peace, calm, and stillness. We are the masters of this time. Nothing has any say over us, our feelings, or thoughts when we close our eyes and turn inward. There is an infinite depth to explore within. And most of the time, we have our eyes open. We are outwardly focused. And we miss out that there is this depth, this comfort and safe space right here, wherever we go. And the more familiar we become with this deeply peaceful spaciousness and stillness, the more we take that with us wherever we go and with everything we do. The third thing that we need to do when we are bombarded with these influences from around us, often negative, often fear-based, often preying on our base impulses and desires, is to maintain a steady presence and awareness of ourselves, of our breathing, of how things affect us, so that we can deepen our breath, calm our breath, relax our muscles, notice those stress-based thoughts, so that we can just bring some more peacefulness to wherever that tension is arising, so that we don't let it become a full-blown panic attack or turn into a downward spiral of negative thoughts and emotions. And so we simply maintain this relaxed awareness, this alert and vigilant presence, alert and vigilant to maintaining peace and relaxation. This is that middle path where we stay relaxed without becoming lethargic or lazy. We stay alert without getting tense or on edge. And this is how we are able to do what needs to be done without accumulating stress, while we still enjoy every step of the journey. And in this modern day world of influence, it's even more important that we find that balance and walk that middle path. This is how we both live in alignment to what is true for ourselves, and how we can still honor and respect those demands of society without giving up who we truly are, without sacrificing what matters most to us. So often, people in our lives who we love dearly have demands and expectations that they put on us. And being sensitive, caring people, we want to please them. We want to make them happy. But we all have one life. We all have choices. And while some people will choose to put their demands on others, that's their choice. And we have the choice to not do the same. And we have the choice to listen to our heart. And if we find that middle path and we find that balance, we will receive advice, we will give advice, and we will know what the right course of action is. Sometimes it will be to listen to that advice, and sometimes it will be to recognize that someone else is saying what they would do and not taking into account what is right for us and who we truly are. And whenever we feel torn, disjointed, unsure which direction to go in, this is when we step into nature, or we close our eyes and we quiet our mind until we can hear our heart speaking through us. In the age of 24/7 on-demand entertainment and content on our phones, it is more important than ever to take those breaks, to take those moments of silence, to allow for us to process that bombardment of information and mental clutter and clean out those storage lockers and attics in our mind. Because living authentically has never been harder in the age of social media, when we idolize people, strangers, on our phones who seem to be living a perfect life. And yet not only do they suffer because their true self is not in alignment with their digital self or digital ego, because they are putting on this show for us of having a perfect life, but they also make their followers suffer, because now we are comparing to this photoshopped filter lifestyle where they may just have one good angle in their apartment to shoot their videos, but the rest of it is very messy. And I've seen an article in the news of a lifestyle influencer who her landlord posted photos of her apartment to show the world how she is not living like she claims to be living. And she was living in the messiest apartment imaginable, with like 1,000 pizza boxes and rat droppings and just the worst, most disgusting apartment imaginable. And even though we know that Hollywood is all special effects and makeup and prosthetics and none of it is real, we do fall for the illusion on social media all the time. And I talk a lot about the danger of these fake lives on social media that we try to project, that other people are projecting, and how it leads to this endless comparison that destroys our mental health. In one of my recent books, Digital Ego, a how-to survival guide for the internet, which for the entire month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, is $2.99 right now on Amazon. And while it's important for everybody, because we're all exposed to these screens on a daily basis, and we are living in a social media society, it's really, in my opinion, required reading for any young person who is trying to navigate this digital world that wants us to become mindless and oblivious and unaware of our consumption of this mental junk food. But mindfulness and awareness is the antidote. And in my book, I really lay out how we can live in the world, not escape it, not throw our phones in the trash, but to truly use these powerful tools with wisdom and intention so that they make our lives better instead of making us miserable. It's truly amazing. We could live in a beautiful, pristine, idyllic village where our ancestors have lived for hundreds of years, living off the land, connected to the land, in one of these blue zones where people all live to 100 and peacefully die in their sleep without disease, where they have the highest rates of happiness and the closest, tightest communities. And then cell phones get introduced to these areas. And now suddenly, it's not good enough to live on this beautiful farm or to live in this loving community. Now we want that private jet that I just saw some big celebrity get on. Now I want to travel to all of those Instagram-worthy locations and all those beaches, and suddenly life becomes miserable, even though nothing changed about our circumstances except these cell phones, these comparison machines that tell us escape is better than contentment. It is true that ignorance is bliss when it comes to comparing ourselves to the richest man in the world, to the most famous woman in the world. But ignorance is dangerous. It makes us susceptible to these changes in the world. And the only way we can protect our mental health is not through ignorance, but through awareness. By maintaining awareness of ourselves, our thoughts, our breath, our bodies, the tension in our muscles, the use of our time, and if we're spending too much on something that is hurting our mental health. And when we raise our awareness high enough and we start to understand deep down what we are doing, how we are spending our time, we naturally and effortlessly stop doing the things that are contributing to our suffering and misery. And so we have to replace that wrong thinking, that comparison, competitive, jealous, greedy thinking with correct, wise thinking that actually makes us happier, more successful, more loving, more effective at everything we do, because we're no longer wasting energy on stuff that doesn't matter, stuff that is hurting us and hurting our loved ones, because we are not contributing to the well-being of ourselves and others. And to correct that thinking, we first have to be aware. And this is something that starts with intention and ends with practice and putting it into effect. When we are comparing ourselves to someone who has more than us, or better looks, or more fame, this is when we turn inward and focus on loving what we have. Because craving and desire are the cause of all suffering. We can still enjoy the things we love, but as soon as we crave and desire them, then we worry about not getting it. And even if we get it, we worry about it ending or losing it. And so we just constantly notice our thoughts when they are not serving us, we let them go by. And we stop comparing ourselves to people who have more. And we start to remember that there are people who have less. Not to make ourselves feel better because others are suffering, but to simply expand our awareness to beyond this limited, narrow focus. And so we have a clearer view of reality instead of a delusional one. When we see people on social media that make us jealous, we remember how little we know about anyone we're seeing through the screen. When we become jealous or greedy, we turn our attention to generosity and love and compassion. When we are filled with insecurity and fear, we turn our attention to focus on the areas that we can impact, improving our craft, working on ourselves. And through action and repeated action comes natural confidence. And the more we focus on sharing our gifts with the world, instead of worrying about what others are doing, we become in alignment with our mind, body, and soul, with our intentions and our actions. And like a knot being undone, that stress and tension just releases from the body. And the more we stay true to ourselves, the less competition we have, the less there is to compare to, because there is only one you. And once we break free from living like the world wants us to, and start living for ourselves, not out of selfishness, but out of compassion for ourselves and for others. For others, because this world will look so much more wonderful when everyone is following their heart from a place of compassion. Then all insecurity falls away. All longing and craving falls away, because we are finally living true to ourselves, to our calling, to our values, and allowing the universe to align to us. And there is nothing more attractive or magnetic than a person who is true to themselves. But fair warning, people may start to compare themselves to you and feel bad about themselves, but you will be that shining light to steer them towards their true self as well. Much love. You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.